a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
For people that are neurodivergent, you might relate to this one. It seems that, you know, you get a new hobby every month or so, and then you buy all the stuff for that hobby, and then eventually that hobby dies out, and then you put all the stuff in the cupboard, and then it goes in your collection.
I don't think you have to be neurodivergent to do that. I think lots of people do that. Or they are neurodivergent. We don't know.
Not yet diagnosed. Maybe. Just seems that a lot of people get really hardcore. Like, for example, when I started sewing, right? And I bought all the stuff and I was collecting material and everything. I have not pulled out that sewing machine in a year, I reckon.
Really?
But I think about sewing all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I do that. I'm a seamstress. No, I'm not.
Everything.
No, it's just I've just got the stuff.
I think anything locked down doesn't count. I don't think you. Mm. I don't think you can sort of hold that against people. You know, no.
We're all trying to get some happiness.
Sourdough and stuff.
Yeah, you tried anything at that stage.
Well,
yeah.
I, similar to lockdown, have been baking. And
if this is more lemon curd, I will be wild.
No, but how good was the lemon curd?
It was all right.
Pies and biscuits?
No. The best of all the baking things that you can bake, bread. So I have made bread previously and it was a big success with my Dutch oven in the oven. After I laughed and laughed and laughed at using a Dutch oven for 10 minutes, I then got on to baking bread. But this time, Mum has a bread baking machine.
Yeah.
Right?
So is that still actual baking? You put it, the machine's sort of...
I added in ingredients and I turned it on.
It's not Thermomix, mate. There is some effort.
Is it cooking if you use the oven, Cameron Ling? Why don't you thermo heat your own stuff instead of the microwave? See where I'm going?
Set a fire in the backyard.
Yeah.
I've been put back in my place.
You have,
quite thoroughly.
Yeah. You've been put back in the
dough. Unnecessarily so, but that's fine.
No, come on, you back me.
Heavy handed.
Anyway, so I used the bread machine
You needed him like such dough. If you were making bread, just get right in there.
So if you have a bread machine, because I'm just sick of buying bread all the time, and I feel like this is a way we can save some cash, right, by making our own bread.
Does it?
Well, yeah, but... So I borrowed the bread machine from Mum and she's like, hey, what you have to do is you layer all the ingredients. You got to layer them in a certain way and then you turn it on and then 3 hours later, boom, shakala, bread, right? So I was very excited. This happened 2 days ago. Have a look at the bread when I pulled it out. I've sent a photo.
Okay.
And so this was to make...
Yeah.
It's just to make a loaf. This was a loaf of bread.
Golden brown.
Now, the only
delicious
thing is,
crust.
What you can't see, probably because of size discrepancy, is that what happened there was I forgot to put the kneading blade in the bread machine. So basically, it's just heated up the ingredients on the outside and all inside is dry flour. There is no bread there. I've made crust.
Oh, no.
A small amount of crust. which I couldn't eat because inside was all the dried ingredients.
Yeah.
And Mum's like, how did you stuff this up? I'm like, oh, she's like, did you put the kneading thing in? You got to flick it up. And I'm like, no, I didn't. She's like, didn't you read the instructions? I'm like, oh, I just got too excited. I just started putting ingredients in.
Everything
I thought, press start.
So how's your cost-based analysis going now?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah. So I've wasted. So that's a write-off.
Yep. $19 loaf of bread.
Well, I did make one last night and it came out good. Yeah, Haven't tasted it yet.
Yeah.
Haven't tasted it yet, but it looked like a loaf of bread.
Mm.
So I'm very excited. So I've used all my ingredients so far. So in this case, not cost effective, but we're moving on.
Skipping over that bit.
Approximately, what have you spent on ingredients?
I don't know, like $15.
$15 for
one crust
that we're not sure it's going to be okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of huge concert Friday night, massive.
I know where you're going with this, mate. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Dodzy, my wife, she's heading up the highway with, I think there's two or three girlfriends.
Oh, man.
All heading up there. It's going to be a banger of a concert.
I can't believe she got tickets in, to be honest.
Seriously.
You must have pulled the old Cameron Ling.
Well, I think she was well organised, committed to the cause, got on early, nailed him. My tip, by the way, I know everyone's speculating about what the first song's going to be.
Yeah.
I reckon the first song Friday night at the concert's going to be this one.
Down your hand in your pocket, pour out some hope for me. It's been a long
Hang on, what?
Yeah. So.
What? That's a good tip for a first song. Dodsy be rocking out to this.
So Dodsy's not going to Taylor Swift.
Oh, hell no.
She's. Matt, hang on. Matchbox 20 in the country?
Matchbox 20 in the country. Oh. Friday night. At none other than Rod Laver Arena.
I was there yesterday. Yeah, right.
Right next to the MCG where some other gig's going on.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But there's more.
Yeah.
The old ads, set of steak knives supporting Matchbox 20 is the Goo Goo Dolls.
Children of the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You have Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Fight traffic to get there, or literally just get a park right out the front for Matchbox 20.
Oh, no, I can't imagine.
Absolute. It's going to be bedlam in that entire precinct. Dodsy, she's swearing to me. She's like, I had no idea it was the same night as Taylor Swift. We were all pumped to go to Matchbox 20. We're going to be turning up to that one while everybody else is going to be trying to head across to the MCG.
Oh, are they making friendship bracelets for Matchbox 20?
She tried to justify it to me like, oh, no. What you don't understand is, like, basically everyone about our age would rather go Matchbox 20.
No
Goo Goo Dolls.
Sorry. Exactly. Look, I love Rob Thomas. We interviewed him once. He's a great guy, yep. Whatever. But I'm telling you, even people around 40 would still want to go to Taylor Swift. If you had the chance to go Matchbox 20 or Taylor Swift, you'd go Taylor Swift.
That's what I was pointing out to her as well.
It's a movement. It's a world-changing event.
But Rob Thomas is a beautiful man. He was so warm and lovely.
Yeah.
When we interviewed him. Yeah.
Correct. But if you're going to go see Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20, Goo Goo Dolls, like, pick a night where there is not going to be just bedlam.
Well, 100,000 people are going next door.
Yeah. So what I'd love to get people involved with, when have you booked for the B-grade option? Maybe you didn't realise it. Maybe whatever the scenario was, like, you're all excited, like, I'm going to see this. And then you realised, oh, just next door
is a bigger
massive show. And, oh, hang on, we've ended up with the B-grade option here.
Joe from Lara. Before we get into this, though, Joe, you're right out there. It seemed a bit hectic in Lara yesterday.
My house blew away, but I'm going to see Rob Thomas in
Red
Leather Pants. I don't care.
Okay.
you're going as well, Joe.
All right. Did you know it was on the same night as Taylor Swift?
Who?
Beautifully handled by you.
The only one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do you want to just repeat the claim? We saw some swimming on the TV. There's
tournament
on.
Oh, no, that was private. I was making a joke.
Yeah, but share the joke with everyone. It's like, if you've got snacking class, have you got enough for everyone? Share with the class.
No, see, I got PTSD about that. It's like, oh, you're laughing, aren't you? What are you laughing about? Tell the class. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. No, I was just saying someone, and congratulations, by the way, amazing effort, won silver at the 100 metres backstroke at some swimming event.
Aussie teen Anderson storms to world.
Amazing.
Yeah, what's her name? Iona Anderson. Good on her. Powered to silver in the women's 100-metre backstroke at the World Aquatics Championships in Doha, finishing second in a teenage rampage.
Yeah, that's
like
amazing,
a Taylor
isn't
Swift
it?
Album.
And what did you claim?
I just threw a comment out there that was, I said, oh, anyone can win silver in 100-metre backstroke. And then the next bit of footage was people doing breaststroke, and I said, that's where it's at. A butterfly. Now that's an achievement. If you can do one lap of butterfly, now that's something to write home
about.
That
is impressive.
Okay. So good about the butterfly comment. Let's go back. So you're saying you.
You're not going to get me in a pool.
Anyone, you could win silver in the backstroke.
And normally what would happen is we'd be like, we'd set a timer, we'd take me down the pool. You're not seeing the rig. Stop trying to see the rig. It's not happening. I'm not getting in a pool. I'm not going near a pool.
You can go a full wetsuit. It's all right. You can get the extra buoyancy.
There's still not enough material between my body and your face. Get out. No.
The only way we would do a stunt like that is if we didn't have to see the rig.
Yeah, exactly.
What about if we got you to only swim 50 metre backstroke and you had to try and better the 100 metre backstroke time? Could you do it?
Yes, I could. I would love to do that, but I'm not getting in a pool or being filmed in a pool.
You're
Sorry,
still sticking with your claim.
It's not happening.
What about if we took to the pool those curtains you get at the hospital when you're sharing your walk and just pull it across and
I
then
would
you
do that.
Do backstroke.
Then you guys would be like, no, we want to see it for socials. It'll be so funny. No, it won't be. I'm not. I have PTSD from pools and people because people used to be like year seven at the pool day. Oh, look at her hairy toes. That was one. The other one was that I did a backflip and I landed on my back and then I heard the crowd go, oh, as I went under the water.
Mm. Oh, that would
I
have been one of those.
Myself, yeah. Backslap.
Backwhackers, yeah. Like
a
silverback.
And the other one was that when everyone realised I had, everyone called them floaty devices. My big floaty devices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to be in the pool or near the pool.
Okay, so you've changed this beautifully to the
stupid
fact that
boys.
You're going away from your claim that you could win silver in the backstroke.
Mate, we'll never know, will we? We just will never know.
5-2-2-3-2-9.
I choose not to swim.
Get on the phone. Let's talk Loggy into trying to break a world record backstroke.
I'm actually not doing it.
Anyone can win silver in backstroke.
As
it's
a joke,
not.
As
it's
a
not
funny,
a
I'm
real
a
stroke.
Star.
She
I'm
says.
A joke maker.
And by anyone, that includes you.
Hey, who's laughing in the background?
Kel's in. Kelly and Leopold. What say you about this slander to the backstroke community?
Oh, look, I just think Loggy could give that a red hot crack today. She could go and meet with the Matthew Flinders Girls Secondary College who are having their swim carnival at Cadinia Pool today.
Yes.
You know, she could go beat them all at backstroke. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I'll meet you there.
Nah.
Yeah, you guys just wait for me and I'll see you out there.
That's a brilliant idea.
Let's bring back the trauma from the real, like the high school days.
Exactly. That's why I can't do it, Kelly. Dear. I cannot. I don't want anyone to talk about my flotation devices or my hairy toes. I don't care. Everyone has hair on their body.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.